بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. And I begin in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. All praise is due to Allah, the Rabb of Al-Alameen, of all creation. And the Rabb is Allah. Allah is the Rabb, which means His is the creating, command, and disposing of all affairs. All praise be to Allah, the Rabb of Al-Alameen, of all creation. And may Allah, salah and salam, be upon our Prophet Muhammad, salallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, companions, and those who follow them on righteousness until the day of resurrection. Amma ba'd. After which follows. This treatise, entitled فوائد التقوى من القرآن الكريم, the benefits of at-taqwa, as stated in the Noble Quran, was written by our Noble Sheikh and scholar Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, may Allah's mercy be upon him, on the date 10-6-1393 after Hijrah. 10-6-1393 after Hijrah, which corresponds to 10-7-1973 of the current era. In order to extract and deduce from the Noble Quran the benefits of at-taqwa pertaining to this life and the hereafter. Many are the commands of Allah in His honorable and respected book to have taqwa. Rather, He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, directed to it the entire legally responsible creation in His saying in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 131. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Verily we have directed the people of the book before you, and you, O Muslims, to have taqwa of Allah. To have taqwa of Allah. The Quranic verses and the honorable prophetic narrations in this regard are known and replete. The taqwa itself is a sought objective to the believer and has a great status in Islam. The scholars, rahimahumullah, had mentioned several definitions for taqwa. Our Shaykh, the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, said that, quote, "The most comprehensive and general statement pertaining to its meaning is to take a protection against Allah's punishment by executing His, the mighty and majestic, commands and keeping away from His prohibitions." End of quote. Others said that at-taqwa is to act in Allah's obedience on a light from Allah, seeking Allah's reward, and to avoid Allah's disobedience on a light from Allah, fearing Allah's punishment. We ask Allah to bestow upon us righteousness and taqwa, and to lead us to act that which is pleasing to Him, and to make this effort sincere for His noble face, and a benefit to His slaves, and that He ordains abundant reward to its author أول شيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى، أنبياء الله الصلاة والسلام upon our Prophet Muhammad, his household, companions and those who follow them on righteousness until the day of resurrection. The Shaykh rahimahullah began this treatise by saying, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I begin to write. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His help, forgiveness and repentance. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whomever Allah guides cannot be misguided. And whomever He leads astray cannot be guided. I testify that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah alone, without a partner or associate. And I further testify that Muhammad is His slave and messenger. May Allah's abundant salah and salam be granted to the Prophet, his household, noble companions, and those who follow them in righteousness. Amma ba'd, after which follows, the taqwa of Allah is the best provision that the slave of Allah can utilize in order to attain the beneficial regarding his deen and dunya, worldly life. It is to take a protection against Allah's punishment by executing His commands and keeping away from His prohibitions, so that he is truly establishing submission to Allah. So at-taqwa constitutes the entire deen. Many known benefits for this life and for the hereafter are dependent upon it. We shall mention those benefits which we excerpted from the noble Quran. The first benefit, first point of benefit, that at-taqwa is the cause for attaining the guidance by the Quran. At-taqwa is the cause for attaining the guidance by the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 2, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. هدى للمتقين. This is the book. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. This is the book. In it is guidance sure, without doubt, to those who have taqwa of Allah. To those who have taqwa of Allah. Al-Muttaqi. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 2. The second benefit, that al-taqwa is the cause for success. As in the same chapter 2, verse 5, وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah described them, meaning the people of taqwa, as وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and it is these who will prosper, they are the successful. The third benefit, it is the cause for benefiting from admonitions. And this is in the same chapter 2, verse 66. قال الله تعالى فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين. So we made this punishment an example to their own and to succeeding generations, and a lesson, this is the point of evidence, a lesson to those who are muttaqeen, to those who have taqwa. So we made this punishment an example to their own and to succeeding generations, and a lesson to those who are muttaqeen. The next benefit, benefit number 4. In addition to belief, taqwa is the cause for attaining the reward from Allah. Allah stated this in Surah Al-Baqarah, the same chapter, chapter 2, verse 103. قال الله تعالى ولو أنهم آمنوا واتقوا لمثوبة من عند الله خير. ولو أنهم آمنوا, and if they had believed, you see that, and had taqwa, meaning guarded themselves from evil and kept their duty to Allah, far better would have been the reward from their Lord. The next benefit, number 5. The true virtue is due to at-taqwa. The true virtue is due to at-taqwa. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 189. ولكن البر من اتقى. ولكن البر من اتقى. The bir, quality of the one or virtue, is for who fears Allah or has taqwa. So it is virtue if you have taqwa. Sixth benefit is that at-taqwa is a means for prosperity. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:194. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and have taqwa of Allah that you may prosper or be successful. That's 2:189. The seventh is that the special companionship of Allah is attained by at-taqwa. This companionship of Allah pertains to His help, support, and victory. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:194, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and know that Allah is with those who have taqwa. The eighth benefit is that it is a means for achieving security against the punishment of Allah, as in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:196. قال الله تعالى واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب, and have taqwa of Allah and know that Allah is strict in punishment. The ninth benefit, it is the best of provisions. Taqwa is the best of provisions, as in Al-Baqarah 2:197. قال الله تعالى وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى, and take a provision with you for the journey, but the best of provisions is التقوى. The tenth point of benefit is that those qualified with التقوى are above the people on the day of resurrection, as Allah stated in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:212. قال الله تعالى وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, but those having taqwa will be above them on the day of resurrection. But those who have taqwa, meaning those who obey Allah's orders and keep away from what He has forbidden, will be above them on the day of resurrection. We'll stop at this point of benefit inshallah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us at-taqwa and make us from those who manifest it truly and sincerely for Allah's sake. we'll continue inshallah having 10 points at a time until we finish the treatise. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.